limbs. The four limbs of a toad are short and stout and are used for landing. Hind limbs are long and muscular and are used in lifting up the animal during hopping. Web. There is a web between toes of the hind limbs only. The web provides a large surface area to push against water when swimming, also to push against the ground when hopping. The cloaca. This is found at the posterior end and combines both the anal and the reproductive opening. Color. Dark dorsal and light ventral surfaces provides counter shading or camouflage. The light ventral part blends with the sky when a predator views above. Adaptations for movement on land. 1. Short stout forelimbs to absorb shock when landing and also to keep the front part of the body raised when resting. Hind limbs are long and muscular for lifting during hopping and crawling on the land. Web between digits in the hind limbs to push against the ground when hopping. Absence of tail enhances hopping on land. Adaptation for movement in water. Streamlined shape provided by the absence of neck. Large bulging eyes positioned above the surface of water for vision above water surface. Webbed digits in the hind limbs for swimming. Position of the nose above the surface of water to breathe in atmospheric air when the whole body is in water. Dark dorsal and light ventral surfaces provide cryptic coloration by for protection. Adaptations for defense. 1. Color. The pigment cells in the skin provide camouflage. 2. Glands in the skin which secretes a silky substance. 3. Poisons in glands in the skin for defense. 4. Dark dorsal and light ventral surfaces provides counter shading camouflage. 5. Nocturnal. You should note skin of amphibians contains cells called chromatophores. Chromatophores are cells containing pigments which can be concentrated or expanded to change the color of the body. Respiration in the toad. The toad exhibits three types of respiratory methods with three respiratory surfaces respectively. Other respiratory structures have common adaptive features for effective gaseous exchange, which are large surface area provided by irregular surface, moist surface, thin surface to facilitate diffusion of gases, highly vascularized, cutaneous respiration. This involves gaseous exchange through the lining of the skin. In this type of respiration, gaseous exchange occurs through the skin. Cutaneous respiration occurs mostly when the organism is in water. The skin is thin, moist, and richly supplied with capillary network. Oxygen diffuses in the moist mucous layer of the skin surface and diffuses into the blood to replace carbon dioxide, which diffuses out. Buccal respiratory. This involves gaseous exchange through the lining of the buccal cavity. This occurs on the land when animal is at rest. The lining of the buccal cavity is richly supplied with a network of blood capillaries when at rest. The mouth is closed and the floor of the buccal cavity is lowered. This reduces pressure in the buccal cavity and allows air to be drawn in through the nostrils into the buccal cavity. Oxygen in the buccal cavity dissolves in the moist mucus lining of the cavity and diffuses into the blood capillaries of the buccal cavity. Carbon dioxide diffuses out from the blood capillaries into the buccal cavity. When the floor of the buccal cavity is raised, pressure is created and air is forced out through the nostrils. Pulmonary respiration. This involves gaseous exchange through the lining of the lungs. This occurs when a lot of oxygen is required when the toad is moving on land. The mouth is closed and the floor of the buccal cavity is lowered. Pressure reduced in the buccal cavity draws air through the nostrils into the buccal cavity. Nostrils are then closed and the floor of the buccal cavity is raised and pushed into the lungs. In the lungs, oxygen dissolves in the mucus lining and diffuses into the blood capillaries to replace carbon dioxide, which diffuses from the blood into the lungs. During breathing out, the floor of the buccal cavity is lowered while the nostrils and the mouth are still closed, and air enters the buccal cavity from the lungs. Nostrils are then open while the floor of the buccal cavity is raised. Air leaves the cavity through the nostrils. Nutrition in toad. Mode of nutrition is holozoic. Feeding habits is carnivorous. Adaptation to feeding. 1. Wide mouth. 2. Long and sticky tongue to catch prey. The toad feeds on worms and insects. The tongue is attached to the front part of the lower jaw. Food such as flying insects are captured by the long sticky tongue and then pulled back into the mouth and swallowed whole. For swallowing to be achieved, the eyes sink and press on the food in order to provide pressure in pushing it. Movement in toad. There are 3 locomotion methods. 1. Crawling on the land. 2. Hopping on the land and swimming in water. Hopping. The hind limbs are fully extended with webbed digits pushed against the ground. These provide a forward force, in brackets, pushes the toad forward. In order for the toad to land, the forelimbs are stretched while the hind limbs are folded. Crawling. This is achieved by diagonal movement of the legs. Swimming. This is achieved by straightening or stretching of the hind legs while their web digits beat against water and provide a forward force. As this happens, the forelimbs are held closely to the body. Direction is achieved by the forelimbs. Reproduction in toad and frog. Fertilization is external. The female toad is larger than the male. Breeding takes place during the rainy season. Courtship involves croaking of the male to attach the female. The female body, which is swollen with egg, is mounted by the male by means of nuptial pad before the eggs are laid. Each egg is surrounded by a jelly made of albumen. The male mounts the female and remains there before the eggs are laid. Eggs are laid in chains in water and in strings of jelly called toad spawn, and sperm shared over them for external fertilization. The eggs must be fertilized by the sperm immediately they are laid because the jelly absorbs water, swells and hardens, thus making fertilization impossible. Initially, the eggs are white but turn black after fertilization. Importance of jelly. It protects the eggs against mechanical injury. It protects being eaten by predators. It protects the eggs from bacterial infection. It separates the eggs to allow better circulation of air. The jelly enables the egg to float in water. It prevents desiccation of eggs. By 3 days, each egg develops into a comma-shaped embryo called tadpole, which wrinkles out of the jelly. Generally, tadpole undergoes metamorphosis up to 45 days. First day, there is no mouth. There is the presence of a pit on the head as a future mouth. There is no eyes. There is the presence of pits on the head as a future eyes. Gills start developing. Tail develops. Breathe through the skin. V-shaped sucker, each bracket is cement gland, attaches itself to weeds. Tadpole is inactive. It does not feed, but yolk supplies its food. External gill stage, which is 2 to 4 days. Between 2 and 4 days is the external gill stage. The mouth with honey jaws has opened and develops as the yolk is used up. Feeds on water weeds. Long coiled intestine. It increases in size. The tail develops. The extended head. Eyes fully develop. A pair of ear pits develop. 3 pairs of branched external gills fully develop. It moves by means of the tail and breathes by external gills. After 4 days, which is between external and internal gill stages, external gills start to disappear. Operculum grows over the gills to become internal gills. Sucker begins to disappear. The internal gill stage. After 8 days or 8 weeks, sucker disappears. External gills fully disappear. Internal gills form. Upper column covers gills completely. Spiracles develops in place of the wedded gills on left side of upper column. Respiration is by internal gills and tadpole breathes like fish. Intestine still coils. Honey jaws represent and tadpole is herbivorous. It feeds actively and goes longer. Respiration in tadpole. Gills are used for respiration. During breathing, the floor of the mouth is lowered while operculum are closed. Water enters the mouth. The floor of the mouth is raised and the pressure created forces the operculum to open to allow water to leave through the operculum. As water passes over the gill filaments in the gill chamber, dissolved oxygen diffuses into the blood to be circulated throughout the body. Also, carbon dioxide is in the gill filaments, diffuses into the water that leaves through the operculum opening. Feeding in tadpoles. The feeding method is known as filter feeding. It feeds on water weeds. Food passes into the mouth with water and then over the gills and out through the operculum opening. As water flows over the gills, food particles are filtered or strained in the gill rickets. The filtered food then moves into the pharynx for swallowing for digestion in the long coiled intestine. Adaptation of tadpole to feeding habits. Feeding habits is filter feeding. There's a presence of mouth for creating water flow to the tadpole. There's a presence of upper column through which water is pushed out. Gill rickets for straining food from water. Honey jaw for chewing water weeds. Long coiled intestine for digestion of water weeds. Development of hind limbs, lungs and nostrils after 8 weeks. Hind limbs develop first. They grow out on each side of the anus between the trunk and tail. This is followed by the forelimbs and lungs. The left forelimb goes through the spiracle. Right forelimb breaks through the operculum. Lungs develop and nostril open. Breathes with gills underwater and lungs in the surface of water. Honey jaws disappear gradually. Intestine shortens. Tadpole is carnivorous. Final metamorphosis from tadpole to toad, which is after 9 weeks or 3 months. And the final metamorphosis. It stops feeding. Internal gills wither away and animal breathes relax. The mouth widens. Honey jaws fully disappear and teeth form. Tail shortens and finally disappears. It grows and becomes sexually mature. Differences between toad and frog. Frog is larger in size. Frog has much longer hind limbs than forelimbs. Frog has more markedly webbed digits. Frog has a softer and smooth skin. Frog spends more time in water than on land. Frog lays eggs in the mass, but toad lays eggs in strength or change. Most frogs have teeth. Economic importance of toad. Tadpole sets of biological control of mosquito larva. Frog is a source of food. Toad sets of biological control of insects. It's used as bait for fishing.